Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Please join us for this hour as we answer the question, why praise Him? Today we bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you. Thank you for your forgiveness and cleansing power of the precious blood of your Son on the cross, and that you are able to see us as if clothed in His righteousness. God, you know very well how that some of us are distracted right now. Lord, give us the self-control and peace of your Spirit as we want to shut out the cares of this world, the physical pain that some are dealing with, or family issues keeping them from being able to stay focused. We come into your presence, Lord, praising you for who you are, all that you have done, and all that you will do in the future. Please receive our efforts as a sweet-smelling savor. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
praising.
To praise Him, the Father will be glorified. His children, one purpose, one mind.
One mind.
We've come here to praise.
We've come to praise you, Jesus.
We've come here to praise the Lord.
When all that has been sings as one, I know it
pleases the heart of the Son. We've come here to praise.
Just to praise you, Lord.
We've come.
We truly thank God for the opportunity to worship with you today. You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. Our website, calltoworship.us, is where you will learn more about this ministry and how it might help you or a friend. There you can listen to previous broadcasts available to you anytime, day or night. You'll see archives of the Call to Worship programs. You'll find hundreds to choose from, right up to the broadcast from last week. You'll also see our program devotional topics and scriptures, as well as the playlist for each one. Our website also is a safe and convenient place to make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page. Please make a note of it, facebook.com/calltoworship with Gary Roby. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity, and faithful support. When you write, would you please be sure to include the call letters of this station? Thank you. Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for joining us for this time of worship and praise today.
Thy throne and thy kingly crown, when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home was there found no room for thy holy nativity. Heaven's arches rang when the angels sang, proclaiming thy royal degree. But of lowly birth didst thou come to earth, and in greatest humility. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. When the heaven shall ring and the angels sing at thy coming to victory, let thy voice call me home, saying, yet there is room at my side for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Yes, there's room in my heart for thee.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship and praise.
Seen his natal star.
There is an infinite number of reasons that we should praise God, including the birth of His Son. For example, you should praise Him for the heartbeats you're enjoying right now. You aren't guaranteed the next. We praise Him because we understand how that in the beginning, God created Adam and Eve who chose to disobey. We inherited that sin nature, and He provided a way for the payment due for our sin to be paid completely through the sacrificial death, shed blood of Jesus Christ, God, man, the spotless Lamb. Any one of the following that we're going to discuss here is reason enough for us to praise Him. Let's begin with the fact that He is Creator. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Then God said, "Let there be a space between the waters to separate the waters of the heavens from the waters of the earth." God made this space to separate the waters of the earth from the waters of the heavens. God called that space sky. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." And God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together He called seas. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind, on the earth." And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. And God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. God provided salvation that we praise Him for. Listen to John chapter 3. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." We can praise God, for Christ is our mediator. Listen to Paul in his first letter to Timothy. "I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them. Intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. For there is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. We praise God, for we are forgiven by his amazing grace. Ephesians chapter 2. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Praise God for the gift of the Holy Spirit. John 15. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And the psalmist David includes just a few more reasons we should praise our God in Psalm 145. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. The kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. Friend, stop and praise him right now, for he deserves it, and he enjoys the praises of his people. Amen.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, then his power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, looking at some of the infinite reasons we praise Him. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And if you're not a believer, please listen. If you are not a Christian, then you must come to the point when you say, Lord, I've rebelled against you. I'm asking you on the basis of your promise that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm confessing my sin, agreeing with you that I'm living in sin. I'm asking you to forgive me. I repent of my sin, turning to you as my only hope. Here's my life. From this day forward, with your help, I give myself to you now. Friend, you can reach us by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find out more about the good news of the gospel. That's www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with a psaltery and harp. Praise Him with a timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty.